Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I was so jealous of a lot of those people. Like, I was jealous of, you know, the things they got from their parents. Mm. And then going home, and they always got, like, the good snacks, like the Dunkaroos after school and stuff. I never got the Dunkaroos after school.
You brought up Dunkaroos?
I never got them. Like, and then remember the Ritz crackers the containers?
Pump the brakes. How do you know about Dunkaroos?
I loved them. My friend got them all the time because she was rich, and my family did not have Dunkaroos.
Dunkaroos.
And I would go to her house just
for the knockoff kangaroos.
I had the wallabies. No, just kidding.
You know what I loved was the
wallaboos.
What were they called? It was the Twinkies dipped in chocolate. The Chocodiles. Chocodiles was always my go-to. Like when you got home from school, mom. We always had the box of Chocodiles there.
You're rich if you have your Twinkies dunked in chocolate.
So, yeah. So, it's the same chocolate that they put, like, on the Hostess, like, mini donuts. It's got that weird, like, waxy, you know, like, when you eat it, you're like, on the top of your
Chocodiles?
The Chocodile.
I have never... They dipped Twinkies in chocolate?
They dipped? It was a... It's Hostess, I think, right? Yep. So, they would take the Twinkie and dip it into that same weird chocolate that they put all over their donuts. And it would have, like, a hard... chocolate shell on the outside, and you bite into it. It's a little crunchy, and then you got the Twinkie in the middle. Game changer in the world of high school snacks, Katie.
I have never seen a Twinkie dipped in chocolate. Like, this is a game changer moment for me.
They didn't have those
in North
Dakota. No, we didn't.
They had them all across the U.S. Are they still out? Are you looking them up?
I'm looking at them right now. I don't think they have them anymore.
I want a Chocodile now.
Yeah, they made a major comeback in 2014, I guess, but they're not generally in wide production. So I guess these are something you can come across. But they're not standard. Oh,
I mean, they don't go bad.
What was your go-to high school snack? Just like school snack when you got home?
My mom would just make something and have it ready for us, like grilled cheese sandwiches. I remember one time she made a split pea soup. Like a very ingrained memory for me is coming home to bowls of split pea soup. But the good one, like every once in a while, we'd get the snack pack put in, right? That was it. That was
the Bill Cosby sold?
That was the the snack pack pudding.
He hawked
those
too.
And then you put like whipped cream in it.
Put a little whipped cream in there. Yes, Rudy.
Like that was bougie for us. Like we knew it was payday when the snack pack pudding busted.
Mom
out.
Mom came rolling in with the Jell-O pudding cups.
You knew.
You know what else we ate a lot of? The go-to snack was the Totino's. Was it Totino's pizzas?
The square, right?
No, they were round.
They were round. Okay. Yeah.
But they were like, I ate the whole thing. That thing my biatch.
That's just a personal size Hot Pocket right
there.
I
love this.
You just fold it in half and to the head.
I love reminiscing.
So I do too.
I love this topic.
Oh, I do too.
God, I almost want to open up phone lines and talk about this.
I guess crocodiles are back, or Chocodiles are back. Said that they are back. You can find them now. I will be looking for chocolate dipped Twinkies. You better believe that.
They didn't put their name. No,
you better believe that we will have those.
Who said where is it?
The first text, the very first text says, they're back, Katie. Get
that's
some
the Dunkaroos,
that's the Dunkaroos.
You got to open the
picture.
You
got me all excited.
I am sorry. I thought it was the Chocodile.
Oh, you suck.
Maybe we can order them on Amazon. I don't know. I haven't looked.
God, I'm incredibly tempted to open up the phone lines and ask what your snack was when you got home from high school or elementary school.
Ooh.
Should. I like that.
We have a whole topic. We got a really good show wants to know type topic. But if anyone wants to call in, we're going to hop into a break. But if you want to call in, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. I'll take a handful of calls. If you guys want to call in and tell us what your go-to snack was when you got home from school.
Yeah.
Let's reminisce.
I love it.
And
love
somebody
it.
Find me some ding-dang Chocodiles.
We need those in our life.
We kind of threw this topic out on a whim, and I can't thank you guys enough. Y'all show up when we talk about stuff here on the morning show. We got Ashley, Rachel, Ryan, Mercury, Holly, and Noel on hold right now. We're talking about the snacks that you had when you came home from school as a kid. You come rolling in, and mom had a bag of Tato Skins there for you. Remember those, Katie?
I love Keebler
Tater Skins.
Oh, they were so good. And remember, they sold them in like the vending machine at school. So it was the little bag, and I got like three of them because one was never enough.
Yeah. It helps the unibrow grow.
Yeah,
from what
well,
I
you know.
So, you guys, just keep rolling. We're going to roll with these because I love reminiscing. I love having fun with our listeners. What were the snacks that you had when you came home from school as a kid? 303-691-1649. All right, let's dive into these. These folks have been holding. Hi, Ashley.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Well, we're super dupes. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Can't thank you enough for holding for so long. So tell us, what was the snack, your go-to snack?
Well, it's not probably ideal, but I'm going to take you way back. And I'm only 39 years old, okay. But when I was younger and coming home, we would have potted me and those little Vienna sausage wieners.
Oh, yes! Oh, sick!
With the little devil on the can, right? It was the deviled meat. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
You know, along those lines, Ashley, my mom always had that little can of, it was chicken spread.
Yeah.
Did you ever have the chicken spread? You'd crack it open and it looked like cat food, and you'd spread it on a sandwich with some mayonnaise.
Gross.
Chicken spread.
Yes, not ideal.
So you'd have little wieners and like saltines, huh?
Yes.
Oh my God, that sounds foul. I can tell you, I don't think I've ever had one of those little Vienna sausages.
Honestly, I'd never go back to it, but it wasn't that bad when you have no other option.
Yeah. Right, when you finally dig
in. Well, and I think now, like, food has, like, upped its game so much as far as snacks and things like that. So you're right. Like, something that we enjoyed way back when may not hit the same today. So
for sure.
That might be a taste test segment that we do sometime on the show here, Ashley, where we bring in those little wieners and I try them on the air.
That'll be fun to hear.
Ashley, we appreciate you having us on every morning. Thanks for calling. Colin.
Thanks. Have a good one.
All right. See you later.
We are going to dive into Rachel. Hi, Rachel.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning to you. What was the snack that you had when you got home from school?
Okay. Do you guys remember Kudos bars?
Yes. Kudos bars.
Like the granola bars.
Yes. Weren't they had a chocolate drizzle or something on them?
Yeah.
They were like, they also had like Twix and M&M and Snickers.
Oh, what a healthy
snack.
And
I remember
snack.
Them being marketed as healthy.
Yes.
It is. Yep. Yeah.
And me and my brother would like kill a box in 3 days and we'd get in trouble.
God, we always had the Kudos on road trips and stuff. We'd stock up on the Kudos. I think they had the ones with the little... like, what do you call it? Like a peanut butter morsel?
Yes.
And there's the little peanut butter.
Yeah, they were so good. But they were definitely not healthy, even though they were 100 calories or something like that.
Straight sugar.
Probably made with, like, Crisco and stuff, you know?
Yeah, and remember, part of their whole, like, shtick was the candy bar in disguise. Remember?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like, so people, you really thought you were getting away with eating something naughty.
That's a blast from the past, Rachel.
Wash it down with a Fruitopia.
Oh, yeah. A Hawaiian Fruitopia? Punch.
Snapple.
Oh, I loved Hawaiian Punch.
Yes.
Rachel, thank you for the memories. You're the best.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling.
Have a good one.
All right, see you later.
Bye.
We are talking about the snacks that you had, your go-to snack when you came home from school as a kid. I got two open phone lines right now. We're going to get to Ryan, Mercury, and Noel. But if you want to call in, I'll keep rolling with these. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. Somebody texted in with the, remember the cheese balls?
The Planters
cheese balls.
Planters
had the
cheese
balls.
Yes.
In the tube.
Yes.
They loved
those.
They would make the can of cheese balls their biatch, is what they said.
Well, because remember, like, they have the big tub that you can get at, like, Walmart and stuff for probably, like, $10 now. It used to be $5. But those Planters cheese balls were far superior, whatever the cheddar dust they used.
A couple people wrote in with Five Alive.
So
remember the
Five Alive
citrus beverage,
yes.
Air quotes, and Ecto Cooler. They'd have a box of Ecto Cooler every time they got home from high school.
Ooh, Jessica says Tang. You remember Tang?
So good.
Oh.
303-691-1649. What was your go-to snack when you came home from school? Here's Ryan. Hi, Ryan.
How's it going?
Well, you know we're super dupes, buddy.
I'm super dupes, too. It's actually my birthday today.
Birthday, Ryan.
Hold on, I gotta play you the little birthday thing. Let me turn this up. Here you go. It's your birthday.
Hey.
Happy birthday, Ryan. All right, so what was the go-to snack as a child?
So my dad used to make this pan of Rice Krispie treats, but he would drown it in chocolate and throw it in the freezer.
Ooh.
And
it's a good
so
dad.
You would take a butter knife and just chisel pieces out of it. It would fall apart like crazy, but it was he would always have a pan on the counter waiting for us.
Yeah.
And there was always a knife in there ready for you to just kind of get it off. Yeah, yeah.
Start your chisel.
It's a community knife.
Aren't we all envisioning this pan on your counter and you're just giving it like you're murdering it. Clink, 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 clink.
Every Sounds time tasty. You walk by.
Sounds tasty, Ryan. That's a good one. Thanks for calling, my man.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, have a good day. Here is Mercury. Hi, Mercury.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Well, you know we're super dupes.
Yeah, buddy.
All right, what was your go-to snack when you got home from school?
My go-to snack was the zebra cakes and the oatmeal cream pies. But the fact is, my mom used to always make us find them in order to earn our treat.
Like, she hid them around the house?
Yes.
Shut up. Really?
There would be hanging up, like, in the bathroom. They would be in the closet. It was just, I'd be like asking my mom, why do you keep doing that? She's like, it just makes you guys, have more fun, and I get a good laugh out of it.
I was going to say, your mom's genius, because she got some her time, too.
Well, then it makes
like,
you
go
kids,
find your candy.
It makes you, like, burn some calories, too, before you shove out, shove 8 oatmeal cream pies down your mouth,
I love oatmeal cream pies.
What?
But don't tell her this. I mean, there were times when I would go in her room and steal some of her Hostess cupcakes.
Did you just say that your mom hid cupcakes in her room?
You have to. That is mom life. Are you kidding me?
Like,
there's
up.
A lot of things you hide in
Where
your
Where did your mom hide her cupcakes?
In her personal drawer, in her underwear drawer. Because of the fact that, all of her kids, and we are a house of 5, all of her kids used to go and steal her snacks because they always tasted the best.
See?
But not Mercury. Mercury is totally digging through the underpants. No problem. You got some sort of weird fetish now that you're older with underpants, Mercury?
No, not at all.
But you still like oatmeal cream pies, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
To this day.
Love them. So funny. What a funny call. Mercury, thank you for calling in today. Thanks for the laughs.
Of course.
All right,
yeah, thanks, guys. Sorry, hope you guys have a great day.
Well, you as well.
Thank you.
Man,
you
too.
Bye.
That was funny. Here's Noelle. Hi, Noelle.
Hello.
Hello. Okay, your go-to snack as a kiddo when you came home from school, what was it?
Okay, it was Schwann's push-ups.
The Schwann's man. Yes.
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 I lived out in the country and rode the bus and got off at my grandparents after school. And push-ups and the picnics potato sticks.
A potato stick?
In
the
potato
can.
Sticks, yeah.
Were they the little thin?
Yes, in the can. The same as the Planters cheese balls. They came with the Planters.
God, there's another
the potato
blast.
Sticks. I loved those.
Those were the saltiest things on the planet.
Yeah,
so
when you got to the bottom of the can, there was like 2 tablespoons of oil.
Yeah, you just drank it.
Down the hatch.
Yummy.
I'm from South Dakota, Katie.
You get
neighbor
it.
Neighbor to the south.
Hey, we got a couple Dakota ladies here.
Yes, you were the much the cooler Dakota, though, with the, Mount Rushmore and everything. Like, we were just straight flat.
The cooler
straight
Dakota.
Straight flat. But, no, you and even those push-ups, like, you're talking about the things that come
the
in
popsicles,
the tube, the ice cream.
You push up.
Like
yes,
the sherbet.
You push up.
Yes.
They were orange.
Yes.
So good.
The Flintstones.
The Flintstones.
Had
yep.
their version.
Yes.
And, again, those were the bougie push-ups. But the Schwann
right.
man was everything. I waited for that man outside my
Oh,
house.
Yeah. He
still
was
waiting.
Very popular. We loved it.
Katie's still waiting for a man
I
to show
him
up.
Coming down the street like, hey.
Me too, Katie. Me too.
Casey.
You ladies need to get a room.
It's rough out here, Noelle.
Get a room.
We'll just get some Planters potato sticks and be good, right? Yeah. We don't even need no man. Some push-ups.
Exactly.
Put on some Hallmark movies. Just hang out at home.
We can be friends, Noelle, for sure.
Noelle, yes, absolutely. You call whenever you want. Great call today. Thanks for chiming in.
Okay. Have a good day, guys.
All right,
you too.
As well.
Bye.
How are we looking on time? All right, this is, I'll do a last call here. Last call. If you guys want to sound off, I got Kelly and Emily still on the line, but last call. If you want to chime in about the snacks that you had growing up when you came home from school, a lot of you are texting. Call us. I want to talk to you. 303-691-1649. 303-691-1649. Let's talk about your snacks. I'll get a few more of you on the air with us. We got Kelly's been holding the longest. Hi, Kelly.
JKJ.
Hey, it's Kelly. Where have you been, Kelly?
Working.
I can't talk to you every morning.
That's all right. We do enjoy it when you call, though. You're a funny dude.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so what was the go-to snack?
The Mother's Animal Cookies, the pink and white ones with the sprinkles on them.
Yeah,
the dipped
sugar
ones.
Oh,
so they still have
pure
those.
Sugar.
Pure
I
sugar.
I love
those.
Those
are wicked.
Yeah,
they still make them. And I found them in a gas station in Fort Collins when I was heading up to Walden.
Yeah? Did you pick up a bag?
Yeah, so, well, the next time I go up there, I'll pick a bag up. Hell yes.
Hells yes.
I loved those with a little bottle of Sunny D. Like, you can't add any more sugar than that, but it was just so good. The orange with the frosting, I don't know what that combo was, but it was so good.
And then she went outside and jumped on her trampoline for 18 hours.
Sugar! Those chocolate aisles in 2014, I hit that bandwagon. Yeah. I found them.
Did you?
In a gas station off 104th and Wadsworth.
On your way to Fort Collins. You hang
on
out
way to Fort Collins.
You hang out a lot of gas stations,
gas
Kelly.
Station
what are you
game.
Doing there?
Huh? Well, I drive. I'm in fire protection, so I drive the company truck, so I hit gas stations all over to refill, and then I always go inside to see if there's something in there that I got to have.
Yes.
If you come across those chocodiles again, pick me up a box, all
right? Yeah, we need some.
I got to have
I will. I'll deliver them right to the morning show.
Hells to the yes, you will. Kelly, always a pleasure. You make us laugh. You be safe out there, buddy.
Right on, right on.
Right on. Later, Gator.
Bye.
All right, we'll wrap it up with Emily. Hi, Emily.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all. Hi.
Hi. So when I was like 7 years old, my dad was in the Army. And when I was like 7, 8, 9, we lived in Bangkok.
Okay.
And we lived in this big, huge house. It was like a mansion, but it wasn't really. We just thought it was. Anyway, so we would come home and the maid would have fresh fruit. And we're talking fresh fruit from Thailand. So it was like ugly fruit, which looked like eyeballs. You know what I'm talking about?
Is it lychee or lychee?
Made to lychee, yeah.
Lychee, yeah.
But it looks like an eyeball. It looks like a sea urchin.
Yeah.
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
Until you peel it.
Yeah.
That's what you had?
Yeah, and this other fruit called, I think it's called a pomelo, which is like this giant, it looks like a grapefruit, only it's huge.
Yeah.
And you peel it, and the pulp is, like, sweet. It's so good. And forever, I could not find that fruit. I remember as a kid loving it so much. And then all through my adulthood, I was like, where is this fruit? Where is this fruit? Finally, I find it in, like, King Supers or something.
Oh, look at that.
And it was like a, you know, I'll talk about game changers. I'm like, oh my God. Talk about sensory memories.
Emily, you by far have the healthiest call. That you're excited that you came home to fruit where everyone else is like fruit roll ups and a squeeze it.
Yeah.
Well, we were lucky.
You were really lucky.
I tell you.
That's funny. Well, you out of all these have had the only fruit call today.
Yeah.
So.
Unless it was fruit flavored.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, right.
Artificial.
Fruit additive. Emily, thank you for the laughs. Great call. Thank you so much. All right, I lied. We're gonna do one more. Here's Leah. Hi, Leah.
Hello.
Hello. Hey. Okay. So, what was your snack when you got home from school?
Okay, there's two of them. We were a big ice cream house, and I don't know exactly how you say it, but I think there was like a Viennetta ice cream cake. It was that layered ice cream.
And it had like little curls on top, and it was fancy.
Yeah, and there was like layers of chocolate, but it was hard chocolate, so when you like cut through it, it was like crunchy.
Yeah.
Yes, we only had those for like special occasions.
Guests coming over.
That's
like,
when family's
get up
coming
the
over.
Vienna cake. Oh, yeah, you got that after school?
On like a Tuesday?
On the reg?
Yeah, well, not on the reg, but my dad worked. He was a district manager guy at Target or something like that. And so he would bring them home every now and then. And we knew, like, when we got home from school, there was one in the freezer. We weren't waiting to do that. But that and
Do you remember Jell-O pudding pops?
Oh yes.
Pudding pops.
Don't make me talk like Bill Cosby.
Okay, we're not going to talk about him. We're just going to talk about
it. That was a different time. That was a different time, Leah.
Way different.
Jell-O pudding pops, skiggity Rudy.
Stop.
Nice try, Jeremy.
Is he still off limits? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know, but that impression of him should be. I love you, but no.
You got told today.
Leah, you can go to hell.
Well, thank you so much.
And I only say that because I know who you are.
You know I love you. I love you too.
No, but really, go to hell. All right, have a good day. Oh, y'all are funny. Thank you so much for calling in this morning, reminiscing and having some laughs.